Preliminary results are in from local elections in South Africa, and they're showing a trend. The main opposition party is doing pretty well. The governing African National Congress is in the lead, no surprise there. But journalist Anders Kelto reports from Cape Town that South African politics are becoming more competitive.
In the township of Khayelitsha, a large crowd is gathered on the side of the road. They wave black, green, and yellow flags, hold political signs, and sing a traditional protest song. It's election day, and they're supporters of the ANC, South Africa's ruling political party. The ANC has been in power since 1994, when Nelson Mandela won the country's first democratic elections. It's won every election since then by a large margin. Party supporters spill onto the road, disrupting traffic. Zolisa Peter is a member of the ANC Women's League and lives here in Khayelitsha. She says South Africans believe in her party.
ANC is the party that took them from the era of apartheid, and they still have faith that if ANC can have a chance to govern, ANC can take them somewhere.
Across the road, there's another group. They hold blue signs and sing nearly as loud. They're members of the DA, or Democratic Alliance, a party made up of ANC rivals. Just a few years ago, the ANC had no significant political opponents. That was especially true here in Khayelitsha, a black township with high rates of unemployment and poverty. But growing numbers of black people here and across the country have begun switching to the DA. That's despite the fact that most DA supporters are white or mixed race. Michelle Namba wears a blue DA t-shirt and holds up a sign. She says she used to support the ANC, but no longer.
I was in ANC, but I didn't see any improvement there. Our president promised us everything, but he didn't do anything for us. That's why I quit.
She's referring to President Jacob Zuma, head of the ANC. Namba says the DA's leader, Helen Zille, a former mayor of Cape Town, delivered on a promise to build homes in her neighborhood.
Because she's my mother now. She did everything. She promised to give us the houses. But I see there's a house, 60 houses he gave us. So that's why I like her.
These elections have been dubbed the service delivery elections. That's because South Africans have expressed outrage over a lack of basic services. Things like housing, drinking water, and electricity. South Africa boasts the largest economy in Africa. And yet millions of South Africans, mostly black, still live in wooden shanties. Last year, protests erupted here in Khayelitsha when the local government installed public toilets but didn't build shelters around them. Residents were forced to drape blankets over themselves for privacy. Zolisa says that marked a low point in the government's performance.
It's very bad. It reminds us in the very far history in the Eastern Cape where our people used to sit in the open fields, where there were no services in the apartheid regime, where we used to fetch rivers, well, waters from the rivers, far distances. And for women, it is really very bad.
It's true there are problems, says Hitler Madoda. He's a member of the ANC and lives in Khayelitsha's Ward 92. But he says the ANC is still the party to fix those problems.
There are areas where there are some problems. As ANC, we don't deny that. But as ANC, we are saying we are going to change that.
Election results are still being tallied, but early reports indicate that the DA has captured nearly 25% of the nationwide vote. That's up from just over 16% in 2009 and 12% in 2004. The DA has also nearly tripled its number of black supporters since the last election, making it the only party with nearly equal numbers of black, white, and mixed-race voters. Back in Khayelitsha, the DA and ANC groups continue singing into the evening. Michelle Namba holds a blue DA sign. She says a lot of people think black South Africans should vote for the ANC because they're black, but she doesn't agree.
We mustn't go with the color, black or white.
She says anyone who can deliver on their promises and help rebuild her community deserves her vote. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.